Now, the Dead Zoo, the Natural History Museum, has been a special attraction for families and kids for decades. But as you heard in the bulletin, this lovely old building on Merrion Square in Dublin needs a facelift. Our reporter Kate Varley is there this morning. And Kate, remind us about the rare, the wonderful and the well-preserved treasures in the Natural History Museum.
Yes, good morning, Anya. Well, I'm currently standing between what was once an Indian elephant and a bearded seal, no less. Thousands of species across the animal kingdom can be found here, either as fossils or in taxidermy form. From the tusk of a mammoth to the tail of a snow leopard, it's all here. However, it's not all on display at the moment. I'm on the first floor, which has been closed to the public since 2020 because of the need for this refurbishment. And I'm joined now by Museum Director Lynn Scarfe. Lynn, how will this refurbishment project work and where is everything going during that period?
Well, it's a really exciting phase. The architects have just been appointed and we are now in the process of moving the remainder of the collection out of this building to our collection storage, which is quite complex because, as you say, we have everything from a very large elephant to very small creatures and specimens that all have to be individually packed up carefully to ensure their safety as we get them out of the building to begin the investigative works around what we need to do to refurbish the building, make it more accessible and make it perfect for the collection and the visitors who want to come.
And where are they being taken to?
So we're taking them to our collection storage area, but we're also taking a substantive part of the collection down to our Collins Barrack site to what will be our Dead Zoo Lab, which will open in spring of next year. And that's to make sure that our visitors get to access this incredible collection throughout the works that we're going to be doing. So some of our visitors' favourites like Spodicus the giraffe, the giant Irish deer, and actually things that people haven't seen in a while, like the Blashka glass specimens, will be on display in the Dead Zoo Lab in Collins Barracks from spring next year.
And how long do you expect the whole process to take?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out through this next phase. So this next phase will be a series of investigative works and also us looking at exactly what we need to do to the building to make sure that it's preserved for generations to come. So the expectation is that the work will take a number of years, but we'll get an idea of that through this next phase.
Well, I'm also joined here by Paolo Viscardi. He is the keeper of the Natural History Museum and the man who knows all the secrets within these walls. So, Paolo, this is no ordinary removal job. How do you go about packing up a giraffe, say, for instance?
Yeah, it depends on the specimen form. So if it's taxiderm, it's quite straightforward. It's like moving furniture. If you're dealing with something like the skeleton, then you have to dismantle it really carefully because bones are quite fragile. So that's actually what we've been doing recently. The work has started. We are underway. And over the last few weeks, we've been packing things up and we'll be continuing this process for a good bit longer.
And as I say, we're standing here beside the giant elephant, and that's actually been damaged in recent years because of the disrepair to this building.
Yeah, so in 2018, we got the beast from the east that came roaring in, and basically it snowed in the roof space of this building because the roof isn't good enough. That all melted and then leaked into the rest of the gallery. So the elephant got covered in water, and that's not good for taxidermy. It causes a lot of damage. So those are the sorts of problems we want to prevent in the future.
Well, thank you, Paolo. Clearly a mammoth task ahead here at the Natural History Museum, if you forgive me for saying so. And it may take some years, but as we've heard, efforts are already underway to bring this dead zoo back to life. Anya.
And well deserved. Kate, thank you for that.